My name is Bill Blomquist from Blomquistian Music, and we are in a podcast on prophetic song. In this podcast, I'd like to share with you a little bit of things that I've learned about developing your worship team in prophetic song. I would suggest that you spend a little bit of time at every rehearsal practicing this stuff. Why is that? Well, you're not going to practice, you know, singing over your congregation because the congregation isn't there. But God is always singing over his people. And why not get used to how you work together as a team in private and in safety before you go public with it? You'll discover how you work spontaneously as a team. You'll see where people aren't on board. They don't know where you're going. You know, they'll be like deers in the headlight, and you'll understand. You'll be able to look at your team and see who is gifted in this, and your the whole comfort level of the team and their trust in you as a leader will increase. I mean, if you can do it and pull it off in a private setting, then you decide to do it one Sunday, they're going to follow you. And, I'd start small, and maybe if you wanted, if this is something you want to break out in your church, say you want to break it out in 3 months or in 2 months, practice it. Practice your chord progressions. Practice just playing one chord like a D or a G, and just stepping up to the microphone one after another. Someone just come up and just start singing as the Lord is leading them, and then, well, maybe it didn't fly. Maybe it was a flop. Laugh about it. Enjoy it. Enjoy the presence of God. Have someone else come up here. Here, Kay, you try it. I've never done anything like this. No, but go ahead and try it. This is fun. Sing a song to the Lord, and then just let it happen and give it time, and she may be sitting there at that microphone. She may have said, done a verse or a couple of words, and she just may be completely, in her heart, she's saying, well, what are you singing now, Lord? What can I be singing? Well, pray for her. So this is all a big growing edge. As God directs in your practicing time, I'd say pray first. Say, hey, Lord, we have 5 minutes. We're going to spend some time. We really would like to hear what you're singing above us, and we need to know how to do our music and how this thing is going to work when we go public with it. You may want to ask God for a chord progression or a chord, and just start slowly strumming that, repeating it around and around. And just musically sense the spirit swelling. I mean, how about just sort of practicing the dynamics of getting really loud and then bringing it down to nothing? I think that prophetic songs, we shouldn't limit them to just vocals and lyrics. David, as he grew up, he was playing instrumental music for King Saul, right? Remember that? And it arose, it made a demon arise up in Saul's heart, even to the point where Saul tried to kill him a couple of times with a spear. And so, here David is just, plucking away on his lyre. But yet the anointing of God was so much on that it aroused something in the spirit world. In this case, it wasn't a good spirit, but in most cases, it's the Holy Spirit, that's aroused. Let's not underestimate instrumentals. People who are worshiping on their drums or on their electric guitar without any song, without any singing at all. It can be very powerful. And I want to encourage you to do that too. That might be a great place to start. We could say, on a Sunday morning or whenever you meet, you could say, hey, we're just going to play this song and Billy's going to play his electric guitar and he's going to worship on it. And I want you to listen to him and listen to this music and get your heart onto these notes he's playing, because he's worshiping God. And let's all get our hearts around this piece and worship God through it. And then let it rip, right? And so you're doing this, worship pattern, and someone can come up and start singing, or playing Billy's guitar solo, whatever. I would take turns, you know. I would just continue doing this chord progression, maybe a G, E minor, C, and D. That seems to be popular these days. And let invite people to come up. This is, you know, in the safety of your rehearsal, to come up and to take turns singing or instrumentalizing within the chord progression itself. But not just playing for the sake of playing. And this is where I talked earlier about being an anointed musician or a skilled musician. You can be a skilled musician and not be anointed, but anointing and skill work best when they're working together. And so you want to create a mentality that when they step up to the mic or they put their hands on their instrument, this is more than just playing. Now, this is abiding in the Spirit of God. This is playing in the Spirit of God. And so this sort of opens it up, doesn't it, a little bit? You know, so they're not just trying to get, oh, this is in the key of G, this is my favorite lick, I'm going to put this out. No, no. Invite them to sing a new song, because that's how it's going to be on Sunday morning. And you're developing an atmosphere of safety here among the team. So say, hey, I know you know this progression, or I know you know this little lick, because I hear it on every song that you do. But how about experimenting with the new song? Sing to the Lord a new song, you see. And many times you'll be really blessed with what comes out. If you're singing vocally, it's okay if you only get one phrase. Maybe you're just singing, you don't know what to do, you've never done this before, and you're singing, Yahweh is great. Yahweh is great. Great is Yahweh. Well, that's okay. You don't have to have a whole song. Sing that over and over and over. I recall the time a friend of mine, he had a prayer language, and he had only one word of his prayer language, and he was really frustrated about this. Now, he just said the same word over and over and over, thought he wasn't doing anything until a friend of this group was brought in, and he was from India, and he was just there for the day for that one little prayer meeting, and he was from a country in India in a particular dialect with a different cast, with a particular accent. And it turned out that while they were worshiping, this guy started saying, well, I guess I'm just going to say my one word over and over and over. At the end of the day, the Indian was surprised because the word that he was saying over and over was a word that was describing God's full abandonment and love over a child, you see. And so you really just don't know. So I say, if you're only getting three words, sing three words. Don't think you got to make a book out of it. You know, only do what you see the Father doing. Only sing what the Lord is singing. We don't have to make it up. We don't have to make it up. In fact, there's been times when I've sung into a piece. I don't have anything else to say, so I just shut up. And then someone else on the team will come forward and they complete or complement what I began. And there is the magic. I mean, it's just amazing. You know, and then you're all in it together. No one person can boast of one person's gift, because it's like the golden lampstand. Every lamp is lit. Every lamp is pruned and trimmed and glowing. And when you look at that lampstand, it's as if it's only one person. And truly it is. It's Jesus singing through us. Finally, I would say that after you do this little 5-minute, 10-minute exercise, that you do it some downloading. You talk a little bit with each other, you know. Was it good? You know, how did it feel? What did you sense God or His Spirit on parts of the rehearsal up and above other parts of the rehearsal? That's important, because that's a sweet spot. You know, you can always sing nice things, but you want to sing what God is singing. You know, when did you not have a sense you were in the sweet spot? And there's going to be excitement. You know, don't make it a clinical lab white coat sort of a thing. Laugh and enjoy it. Wow, wasn't that amazing? God was just on that. We were just practicing and we just sensed the Spirit of God. What was it like? Did you guys feel, you know, hey, you know, Chip, when you were on the drums, that was awesome. I really felt like, you know, and you know, move it around. So get that, again, get that corporate unity in a safe, private place. And when you got your team, when you get your team to the place where you're feeling pretty good about it and you feel like you could go public, then you can then pray, Lord, we're feeling pretty good about this and we're pretty risky. We're never going to get it. But if you open up the door, we'll go for it. Make sure your priest or your pastor knows about that as well. Well, anyway, in the meantime, that's it for tips on developing the song. Just one last thing. I call it jamming in the spirit. You know, you got to jam. And I'd already talked to you a little bit about David, and some of his songs were very strong, very anointed, and they rose hell. They rose hell in Saul, that's for sure. And they did not contain one lyric. So go for it. Practice it with your team. Thanks for being here. Our next podcast will be how to nurture this stuff in your congregation. Thanks, you guys. God bless you.
Seraphim, he flew across the sea.